radio hosts got our voices confused. Their listeners were amused.
My name is Claudia.
And I'm B.
Would you like to join us for tea?
Hello and welcome to another episode of Tea with Claudia and B. That's Claudia.
That's B.
Hi, guys. And we're just going to dive right on in. I have a very important question for you, Claudia. What's your tea this week?
My tea this week. Okay. Well, coming back into town, I'm an idiot and like basically just like booked myself like right away, like with no break. And so I'm just really tired. So that's my tea. I'm just like very tired.
You're just hanging on, huh? Living on a prayer.
I'm hanging on.
I know.
Yeah. So that's it.
But I feel you on that.
Yeah. I'm tired, but I'm like happy, you know. I'm like, I have a roof over my head. I have food in my tummy. I have, you know, it's like all that.
Oh, yeah. Those are all good. But, you know, the thing is, it's weird. We're not 21 anymore. And I feel it in moments where it's like you get back from a trip and you're like, I can't just jump right back into life. Or on the nights where you're like, I can stay up really late, that's okay. And then the next day I'm like, I can't keep staying up late. I got to get the recommended amount of sleep. I can't handle this anymore. It's sad. That's when you start to feel your age.
I know. You do. Well, and my thing is though, I don't know, it's kind of a double-edged sword though, because when I don't book myself and I have time, then I get really depressed. So I don't know. It's just like,
oh really? When you have just, like, an extra day to catch up? That's too much time?
Sometimes.
Wow. A woman on the go.
I know. I don't know what it is with me. I just have a hard time. I feel like I almost get more done when I'm busy than when I'm not. Like,
interesting.
I don't know. I don't know. I think that, like, something is wrong with my brain because I, like, have to, like, always go, 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 go.
I mean, maybe you're just like a little ADD, even though ADD is not a thing anymore. They call it something else.
Well,
I don't know, but maybe you're a little bit of that.
I was talking to my mom. I was like, Mom, I don't know, like, with being a stay-at-home mom, like, I think I'm going to have to, like, work still, like, and just, because I don't think that I'm going to, like, if I ever had that, I'll, like, survive. And she was like, well, your hormones change when you're, like, pregnant, so, you know, you might not even, I don't know.
Valid point.
So, anyway, okay, what's your tea? Ugh,
I could totally be a stay-at-home mom and not work. I love not working. Okay, my tea, basically the only tea that I have right now is that I went on a second date with this guy, and I think he could tell that I really didn't like his dogs because he won't talk to me anymore, and it's kind of
sad.
Wait,
what? Why did you meet his dogs?
Because I went to his house, and he has two dogs. I know.
Why?
Because why not, Claudia?
I know. Wait, why did you
not like... So he has these two dogs.
Why didn't you like them?
Well, because they're, like, huge and giant, and they were very excited about life, and they just would jump up on me, and he was like, oh, get down. And I'm like, these dogs are not going to obey you when you're using, like, the softest voice in the universe. They were just so obnoxious. They would not freaking leave us alone all night. I was like, can you put your dogs out, like, please? I mean, I didn't say that. I was thinking it, and my face definitely was showing it, but I just was kind of like, you know, if you have dogs that are this crazy this big and, like, up in your business, you gotta be aware enough when you have guests over to just send them out.
That's,
you know,
weird that he just didn't send them out.
So that's the only explanation, because obviously I was, like, totally charming otherwise, and then he just stopped talking to me. And here's the thing, too. He was, like, all about flirting with me and being like, you're amazing and all this stuff. And then after the second date, he just, like, cuts it off cold turkey. And I don't have a problem if he doesn't want to talk to me after the second date. I have a problem with somebody who's going to say he's going to be so flirty and then freaking ghost me. Just send me a text message and be like, hey, it's been really fun. We could chill as a friend sometime down the road when we're both bored. But other than that, I'm not interested, you know?
That's Super stupid.
Anyway, chivalry is dead.
I know. Just kidding. Yeah, it's just weird. I just hate, like, when they just, like, cold turkey you. Classic girl in a modern world.
Ooh, that was nice.
Like or that. Just funny stories.
Oh, the funny stories of being a modern girl in a classic world. Wait, what? Classic girl in a modern world.
Switched it. Oh my gosh. Okay, so now you tell your story first.
Okay. So two of my friends recently got engaged to each other, and I am so excited for them. But it's just like the funniest thing to watch because, the girl, her name is Leah, she is like this earth mama hippie kind of girl. Love her to death. But the other day I was talking to her because I do, hair and makeup. I do like formal makeup and everything like that for events. So, it's her second, marriage. He's like super, super chill. So they're going to have like a little wedding that's just going to be so cute. So I knew it was going to be low key. So I reached out to her and I was like, girl, what do we need to plan? I'm your girl. I have all the things that we can do. And then I was like, do you need hair and makeup? I got you. And she's like, here's the thing. I should probably have that done, but I don't really like know what to do. And I was kind of like, okay, well, we can just do really basic stuff. She doesn't wear tons of makeup anyway. She's super pretty by herself. And so I was like, we don't have to do anything elaborate. We could just do like a little bit just to make this a special occasion. And she told me that she's never even set foot into an Ulta in her life. And I was like, so impressed with that. 'Cause how in the world? I mean, that comes from somebody who's like been obsessed with makeup since I was 12 years old. But it's just so funny because she wears makeup. She doesn't wear a lot of it, but she wears a little bit. And so I just assume every woman finds their way into an Ulta, and she never has. And I was like,
well, some women, though, like, grow up, like, literally with, like, products like Mary Kay or, like, Avon or stuff that, like, is mailed in.
Mm-hmm.
So they might not need to go into Ulta.
That's true. But, like,
I still go in there for hair stuff. And
yeah, I just love how they have everything there. They have, like, the drugstore brands, and then they have the high-end ones. But I'm really excited to do her hair because she has super, super long hair, and half of it, the bottom half is in dreads and then the top half is not.
Oh, wow.
And it's so pretty.
Oh, that's going
to
be cool.
I know, right? I'm so excited to come up with something for it. So I'll have to show you pictures when we're done.
That would be cool looking.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask her if we can post pictures, if it looks good.
When are they getting married?
July 9th. So pretty soon.
Oh, so soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I know. I'm so excited. Crazy. I love weddings so much.
Well, hopefully I'll be getting married soon to Mr. Knightley from M Approved.
Yeah. Like on July 12th so that I can get there right after this wedding.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us why you're going to be marrying Mr. Homeboy from Emma Approved.
My sister, like, we Marco Polo a lot, and she sent me a while ago at a gas station. She was like, it's super funny when you, like, see Mr. Knightley when you're pumping gas. And I was like, oh, my gosh, how cool. So he's, like, all over. What gas station is it? I can't remember. It's not Exxon. I can't remember. Anyway, but he's all over. And so we were getting gas. When I was visiting, we were in Houston.
Like, he's on ads,
yes,
right?
He's
that's
on
what
ads,
you mean?
Like, all over gas stations, like, to, like, snack up, fill up, blah, 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 blah. So I was with my sister and her family, and we stopped to get gas. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's Mr. Knightley. And so I was like, I have to get a picture. So my sister, like, took pictures of me, and then my brother-in-law and my nephew, they were riding in another car, a separate car. And my nephew is so cute. Mm-hmm. He, like, saw us taking pictures, and he was, like, laughing because I was doing all these, like, different crazy poses. So then I posted it on my story, and I also tagged the podcast because I was like, oh, great, because we did an episode of Emma Approved, so, like, people can listen for that, you know? So then, anyway, he totally, like, put on his story.
He restoried you?
And then
I know. You guys are basically engaged.
And then he said, aww, with like three smiley faces. Yeah.
Aww, you got a three smiley face.
Again, I was like, only slightly freaky now. Fan, hashtag fangirl. And then he was like, adorable photo. Thank you. Like, messaged me.
Aww. Well, clearly he's like a really genuine, thoughtful person. And I love that. I love that, though, when you have the Instagram interactions with somebody that you genuinely like, and then you're like, oh my gosh.
He's cute.
That's so cute. So have you been, like, talking to him more? What's happening now?
No. Well, I'm not going to do that.
You wouldn't message him again?
First of all, what am I going to say? Like, girl, I'm not going to be, like, I've, like, kind of been, like, oh, I'm kind of, like, you know, fangirly about you, but like I don't want to freak you out. Like,
here's the thing, you say I am a huge fan of your work, we should work together,
girl. First of all, he lives in LA, which I never ever want to live there.
Yeah, but that's, you can change that. Just kidding. Okay, Claudia, so this week we watched another movie. Keeping with our Sense and Sensibility theme, we watched Prada Tonada, which first time watching it for both of us, right?
Yes.
Okay, so first impressions. I enjoyed it. I thought at first I wasn't going to, but I did. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. I thought it was fun to watch. Like, it was just a fluff movie, you know, like not a lot of like substance to it. Mm-hmm. Definitely fluffy. They took some liberties with the characters that I was like, I don't know about that, but I thought it was cute.
Yeah. I think we both agree that Marianne was like such a brat in this one.
Yes. And I didn't like that. And I didn't like they made her, like, always, like, wearing, like, nothing and, like, in heels.
Yeah,
and, like,
she was a little promiscuous.
Like, well, she was just, like, she was acting like a little, like, skank. And I'm like, Marianne's not, like, a skank. She's actually, like, pretty picky about who she likes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, totally. Here's the thing that I think is often, it's the lazy way to portray Marianne Dashwood. Marianne Dashwood is not a stuck-up brat. She just is like a force of nature. She will get what she wants. She knows what she wants. And she's kind of like maybe a little elitist in the idea of like, well, if you don't have this opinion of poetry and if you don't have like this passion and blah, 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 then you're clearly in the wrong. Yeah. But she's not a brat. And not demanding or anything like that. It's just like, no. She will get what she wants, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So,
this one, she definitely was a brat though.
Oh yeah. And then they made Eleanor like, a little more ditzy than I would have liked.
They kind of made her like a prude almost.
Yeah. Like a ditzy prude, which I just was like, I don't know. It was just.
I mean, I liked, in the love, the connection between Nora is the girl's name that's supposed to be like Eleanor, which, mm-hmm. Oh, actually Nora Eleanor. I guess that makes sense. I was like, they just went with a completely different name. Never mind. Oh. Okay. So in her connection with Edward, I do like how they made her kind of like emotionally closed off. Like her mother died when she was younger and then her dad dies at the beginning of the movie. And so she's like, I've just learned to not depend on relationships. Like, they're not going to be there when you need them. And that's why she and Edward are, like, vibing. And then she shuts him down. And he's, like, so upset by that that he goes and gets engaged right away to Lucy. So that's kind of their setup there. And I actually like that. I thought that that was creative for a modern telling. I don't think that that actually is true to Eleanor. But for the sake of this telling, I thought it was okay.
I liked the culture, like the Mexican culture that they had was fun.
Oh, yeah, I love Hispanic culture.
I do too. I love it. So much. It. I think it's so fun.
One thing that I know we agree on in this movie. So our Colonel Brandon portrayal in this movie, his name is Bruno.
Ah, oh, I love that.
Oh my gosh, oh my he's God, so attractive.
He so hot. Like the way that they had that. But here's the thing is that what bugged me is that Marianne was not likable. So I was sitting there thinking, why the heck would he like her?
I know, because I don't like that when you have the vapid, like, dumb girl, and then you have this guy that you're like, he's awesome, and then he starts to like the dumb girl, and you're like, but he hasn't seen the substance yet to make him actually like her, you know?
Yeah, that's what bothered me.
So I agree with you there.
I feel like there must have been a deleted scene or something, because, like,
probably, there's something
was missing with that. I don't know. That I didn't really. But... he's an artist and teaches kids art. And
but he's also like a little bit of a thug. Yeah, and, so and it's he's like fun. A
city boy, like, and he fixes things.
Oh, yeah. He has that city boy attitude of like.
I know.
It's just so attractive.
I was so bummed, though. So in this one, Marianne gets hurt and like ends up in like a car wreck or whatever. And I was bummed that like. He didn't, like, save her.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of hoping, because it's all dramatic and rainy and all this stuff, and I was like, oh, we're going to see Bruno with a wet shirt in the rain. It's going to be great.
And they did not deliver on that. I know.
Which, of course, he's supposed to be there to save her. Like, has anyone read the book? That is the pivotal moment. But I enjoyed it. It's good. It's sad. It was fun. I'd recommend it. Yeah.
It's fun, but yeah. Go and watch it.
Definitely.
Should I or shouldn't I swipe right?
Like, should we? I don't know.
I don't know. Oh my God. Okay. So, B, tell me about your person.
Okay. So first of all, I am on Hinge right now looking at this profile of a man named Brandon, which I thought was very fitting because, you know, Colonel Brandon. Yeah.
Stop.
So first of all, I just have to say you're going to laugh. The very first picture, he has one of those haircuts that's like closely shaved on one side and then like long on top, you know. My roommate calls that the bald and flop because it's like bald, but then it's like floppy on top. I don't have a problem with that, but his beard is super long and it looks as though he has blown it out or like brushed it out quite a bit. So there's that. He says, something that's a non-negotiable for me, good hygiene and nice teeth.
Oh,
so we're probably not compatible because we know how long I go between washing my hair. Then there's this picture. He looks very rugged. He has a full sleeve of tattoos that actually look really cool. And he has like a chain necklace. He's kind of thud. Oh yes, he does. Yeah. It is quite a beard. Look at this first picture.
Oh my God! What the heck? He looks Amish.
I know that is way too long. Okay, so here's information. He's 6 foot, 33. Both of those are promising. He sometimes drinks, does not smoke, but that's a lie because down here he has a cigar in his mouth in his picture. That's smoking, sir. So he does something with insurance for a job. He is Christian, which that's cool and all. You should leave a comment if you like tacos and great communication. I like both of those things, sir. There's a picture of him getting his tattoos, and he's wearing Stunna shades like a thug. And he says, I get along best with people who, his fill-in is, are blunt and honest to a fault. See, that's opposite. I don't get along with people who are blunt to a fault because I just find that rude, you know? And I have to say, he's pretty handsome, actually.
Oh, wow. With it short, it looks way better.
Yeah, when he has like a trimmed beard, it's not so extreme.
Yeah.
He's pretty handsome. However, I just think we probably won't get along, so I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Also, that cigar is just really not appealing to me, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
Okay, give me yours now. I want to see it.
Okay, I have Scott.
Oh, Scotty boy.
And apparently we're most compatible. Scott and Claudia, we think you two should meet.
Oh, I love getting those.
So the hallmark of a good relationship is trust, communication, and late night happy hour at Santiago's Bodega.
Ooh.
So, okay, and he looks pretty, like, sweet. Like, he looks like a nice guy. Like, he's in, like, a white button-up shirt and then, like, a blue blazer. But he looks, like, really nice.
Oh, yeah, he looks super nice.
I know.
He looks like somebody you would trust to drive you home, you know?
Exactly. Like, I could take to my dad. Yeah. He's 27, so younger. Oh, my gosh,
such
he's
a baby.
I know, he's 6'4".
Wow. Oh my gosh, that's a tall baby.
Uh-huh. Central Business District, don't really know what that means. I guess that's his job. He does drink, he does not smoke, he does not do weed or pills. Oh, okay. Senior Investment Analyst at Parkway Properties.
Okay, he sounds like a serious job.
Yeah, he went to University of Florida. Then he has a picture of like him and his friends at a football game. He's a regular at Black Bean Deli, which I've heard of that restaurant. I just haven't been.
You're not a regular there. You should become a regular.
I know. So
you could just meet him organically.
Yeah, maybe I'll just go. Unusual skills. I can carry all of the groceries in one trip, which is good.
Oh, that is a great skill.
Yes.
What a man.
Then he has a picture of him and his friend, and then him and his friend in the ocean. I guess it's the ocean, because I almost said lake, but I'm like... Probably is not in a lake in Florida.
Mm. Yeah.
Because of alligators.
Ew.
And then there's freaking sharks because one of my friends, she's a teacher, one of her students got like in a shark accident.
Shut up. Oh my gosh, you just gotta stay out of the water in Florida.
Yeah. And honestly, he was surfing. Terrifying.
That's scary.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. See, I wanna swipe right, except that he doesn't say that he's a Christian.
Well, just go on a date and ask him if he is.
Okay. All right. I like that first photo.
Yeah, he's cute.
I'll send him a like. Okay.
Ooh, okay. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. There we go.
Did we just meet our husbands? Just kidding. No. I said no to the guy, so he's clearly not going to be mine.
Exactly.
All righty. Let's talk a little Jesus and faith and all good things, okay? I was trying to have like a nice soothing voice. Did it work?
Yes, it did.
Okay, good.
Your voice is always soothing.
Aw, Claudia, thank you. That's only because you haven't heard me super annoyed. Okay, girl, tell me about your faith. Your faith. What do you have this week?
Okay. So I saw this really awesome post my friend posted. She has like this like a group that she like posts like Christian things on, and I like it. And then she found, I don't know, I don't think she made it, but anyway, it's just like a pink picture, and then it has like a quote on it, and it says, "You are currently living at least one of the prayers you used to pray. Reflect on that today." And I love that.
That is such a good thought.
Right?
I mean, talk about a humbling moment. Mm-hmm. Is there a prayer of yours that came to mind when you read that?
Yeah, I just was thinking about, like, my income being, like, the steadiest it's ever been.
Oh, you know,
in my life after the crazy scare of a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, ugh, crazy. Yeah. So that's what I was thinking. And then I'm like, I don't know, I'm doing all the things. Like, I'm teaching theater, I'm performing, I'm, like, you know, my gigs are starting to come back, so things are starting to, like...
Yeah, you know. Like, what a blessing that you're able to do the thing that you set out to do, your passion, but have, like, your needs met and feel confident and secure. That's really... Yes. That is such a huge blessing. I love that.
Aww. Yeah, for sure. So that's what I wanted to share today. I just thought it was a good message.
Yeah, that totally is. When you sent that to me, I was like, oh, all the feels.
I know. So I know, good. Right? So good. I love that.
Me too.
I love that.
Okay, so mine I'm going to share with you. It's a quote by Dieter F. Uchtdorf, which is a great name. He's a German, and I love his name. So this quote, actually, I've seen it off and on over the years, and it's always, like, just hit me. And then today, when I was trying to find a little scripture or something to share, I found this one, and I was like, oh, that one, yes. So he says, God sees us as we truly are, and he sees us worthy of rescue. And I love that so much. I don't think I'm alone in this, but I do think that this is like a huge stumbling block for me, that whenever I'm feeling down, I've often had people be like, but Bethany, you're amazing. You know, like anyone who has a friend, you hear that when you're like, oh, I just feel really down, or I don't feel very like worthy or good. And then they're always like, you're so amazing. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, you think that because I always like show my best self to people, you know? But if you knew, like, how bad I was, if you knew how
deep, dark secret.
Yeah, then you would be like, oh, yeah, Bethany, you got some probs, you know? And so
yeah.
I just feel so, like, grateful and in awe every time that I read something or realize that God actually does know me. Like, he sees the flaws. He sees everything. He, like, with perfect clarity and understanding, knows who I am and what I am. And I'm still, like, lovable to him, you know? That's that just makes me, that's so much hope in that thought for me, you know?
I know. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's mine.
Really, I love that he's worthy of our rescue. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he already did it.
He rescues us all the time.
Yeah. And like, it's just so crazy to me that at any moment in our lives, we can like accept, bless you. We can accept the atonement of Christ and be like, oh, we're instantly whole again, you know? It's just us we have to wait on. Like,
I know.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask the listeners if...
today, guys.
Oh, yeah. Thank you every time you join us. But I want to ask the listeners to share your favorite scripture or your spiritual moment of the week with us. So leave a comment of that. And yes. We'll, if you guys leave your spiritual things, we'll share that in a segment sometime.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I got.
That would be fun. Hey, guys, follow us on all the things. We love you.
We love you so much. And next week, we're so excited because we're going to be finishing off with the best Sense and Sensibility ever. So get excited for that and join us.
So excited.
Mm-hmm.
Join us.
Be a guest. Okay. Love you guys. Instagram,
bye.
Facebook, and Anchor. Follow us on those. And we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.